Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gathered the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday at this time by the grace of God. 18 years now we have been bringing these broadcasts to you. And we praise the Lord for this day. It's a day the Lord has made. We praise the Lord for this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. And we bless all of those who are out there listening today. Thank the Lord for the prayers, for the support, for the radio station, most of all for you, the listener, as you have stayed with us many for many years. We appreciate you. And if this is your first time today, we appreciate you also. We hope you come back every Sunday and make this a stop on your regular Sunday worship schedule. Today we're going to be talking about cultivating a heart of praise, giving thanks to the Lord, praise to the Lord, a heart of gratitude, all those things that come when we're reminded through the Thanksgiving holiday what a great and awesome God we have and what a great and awesome country we have, the blessings of being here in the United States of America. And so if you have your Bible there, turn it to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 in the Old Testament, we're going to look at a prayer of Solomon as he gives thanks to the Lord. Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host. Before we get into today's message, just want to give you a brief update on what's going on here in Africa today. We are having a beautiful weather today, nice and sunny, 85 degrees, perfect weather, and we've been having lots of rain the last couple of weeks. We're in the what they call the short rain, but it's also this year, they're calling it El Nino, and so we're getting an abundance of rain. So our second maize crop and bean crop and vegetable crops are all doing very well. They're looking very good. And so we thank the Lord for that. We truly have something to be thankful for. And the children are doing well in the children's home. They have about a month off from school. Then right after Christmas, they go back to school. And other aspects of the ministry, we've got a big anniversary celebration coming up the 19th of December. Mark that on your calendar. Pray for us. And we'd love to have you support that endeavor. We want to preach a crusade at that time. Invite other churches in for the anniversary celebration. Feed a big crowd of people, maybe 200-400 people. We'll feed them. And then in the afternoon, have an outdoor crusade to reach the people of Makunda, which is primarily a Muslim village. And that is our mission base, that is our place of greatest endeavor as far as evangelism at this point, is just reach that village of Makunda. There's about 15,000, maybe 20,000 people in that locale, and many of them, probably the majority of them, are Muslim, and even the ones that are Christian don't have a good understanding of the gospel. And so that's our target area for now. We're going out to preach crusades in other places as well, but for now that's our target area. And so we have an evangelism outreach through the church, the Living Water Church of Makunda. So celebrate with us 5 years in that location. We'd love to have you support us. So you can stay tuned till the end of the broadcast for contact information, and then you can get in touch with us through that information. Well, today we're going to be talking about cultivating a heart of gratitude. And this is a very important subject, to just get into a place in your mind, in your heart, where you understand God's perfect plan for you and everything that He has done for you up until this point. Ebenezer, as they say in Africa, Ebenezer, He has brought you this far. He has brought you to this place thus far. And so He's brought every one of us. If you're listening to me today, you have a responsibility, I guess you would say, or an obligation to give thanks to the Lord, and it has to be something that is cultivated within you instead of having a heart of complaining and a heart of backbiting and a heart of bickering. Develop a heart of gratitude, a heart of thanksgiving. And I guess another way to say it is look at the glass as being half full instead of the glass being half empty. And I know that's not always easy to do. There's many trials and tribulations that we go through as we go through life. And life can become a great challenge. And I believe in the end times, as we go toward the end times, the end days, when the rapture and the tribulation and the great tribulation, all those different events spoken of at the end days in the Bible, as we get closer and closer to those events and the eventual return of Jesus, new heaven and new earth, the intensity of life here on this earth, the intensity and the anxiety and the depression and despair and disappointment, discouragement, all those things are going to be even in greater measure. And it's going to take more of a heart of gratitude. It's going to take more of a heart of praise. It's going to take more of a heart of giving thanks to the Lord in every situation. And when you do that, it's just going to release in you a power that you ordinarily wouldn't have. It's going to release in you a freedom and a peace that you ordinarily don't have. You will have that peace that passes all understanding, and that peace is something that you cannot get any other way except through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives do I give unto you. Therefore, let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." So we're going to look at the story of Solomon. He has taken over the kingdom from his father, King David, and Solomon has been given the responsibility to build the temple, Solomon's temple, one of the great wonders of the world at that time. And King David was not given the opportunity to build that because he was a man of war. And so Solomon, his son, is given that responsibility. So they embark on building the temple, and then the people gather. Read 2 Chronicles chapter 6. In fact, we're going to read the last two or three verses of 2 Chronicles chapter 6. Then we'll go in to chapter 7. And so Solomon is addressing the people that have gathered there in Jerusalem. And it's a great celebration, a great time of offering up sacrifices to the Lord, a great time of offering up praise and worship to the Lord. And we need to do that. We need to develop that ability and that heart that comes when you give thanks to the Lord. You may have only a little bit, you may have a small amount, you may have a small piece of land or a small house, a small car, maybe nothing, maybe you have nothing. Beloved, I want you to know that when you travel to other places in the world, when you travel to Africa, Mexico, or India, places in the world where people are very poor, and I've been to some of the poorest countries in the world, over to Burundi and Uganda, Tanzania, and different places, you understand that you can have a heart of gratitude. You can have a heart of praise even when you have nothing, even when everything looks like it's stacked against you and you have no reason, no earthly reason to have hope. You can have a heart of gratitude. It just comes from understanding that your life here on this earth is temporal. Your life is fleeting. Your life is temporary, and it's going to end very quickly. So just be in a heart of gratitude, be in a heart of praise, be in a heart of thanksgiving every day. And when you do that, when you look at every situation in your life, and don't let the circumstances pull you down, don't let the circumstances cause you to shake your fist at God or curse God, you be in a heart of thanksgiving, and you give thanks to the Lord and praise to the Lord. And that is what Solomon and the children of Israel are doing. And if you read through 2 Chronicles chapter 6, then God gives Solomon an opportunity here at the end of that chapter and on into 7 to give Solomon an opportunity to speak directly to him. And so in verse 40, 2 Chronicles chapter 6, Solomon says, "Now, my God, I pray, let your eyes be open and let your ears be attentive to the prayer made in this place." And then in verse 41, "Now therefore arise, O Lord God, to your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. Let your priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let your saints rejoice in goodness. O Lord God, do not turn away the face of your anointed. Remember the mercies of your servant David." And so then in 2 Chronicles 7, chapter 7, verse 1, it says, "When Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consume the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. Well, let me just stop right there and say, don't wait till Sunday morning. And I know some of you don't go to church, you don't have a church home, but many of you listening to me today, you have a church home, and you have an expectation when you go to church, when you go into that building, that house, you have an expectation the glory of the Lord is going to be there. Don't wait until that Sunday morning. Don't wait until you're gathered with other believers. That's a great time to praise God, but it's a great time to praise God every single day of your life. Get off in your quiet place. Get off in your secret place. Shut the door of your bedroom or shut the door of your study. Get off by yourself. Praise God. Seek Him, seek His face, and let the glory of the Lord saturate you. Let the glory of the Lord saturate your workplace, your study, your secret place, and just be prepared every single day to meet with the Lord. Even maybe possibly take communion. I do that in my life. I started some time back having communion every single day, just trying to set aside a time. Usually for me, it's around 4 o'clock in the afternoon after I've returned to my house, got my day's work done for the most part, and just spend time with the Lord, seeking Him, seeking His face, seeking His presence, and let the glory of the Lord saturate you, saturate your workplace. And just as Solomon says in 6:42, O Lord, do not turn away the face of your anointed. Remember the mercies of your servant David. And then when Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord came down into that place and filled the temple. And verse 2, the priest could not enter the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and how the glory of the Lord on the temple, they bowed their faces to the ground on the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, "For He is good, for His mercy endures forever." Well, beloved, that is a refrain that we should all have on our lips and in our heart every single day. For God is good and His mercies endure forever. I pray that you have that phrase in your heart, in your mind today. For God is good and His mercies endure forever. I know some of you out there today, you're suffering from medical issues. There's times in our lives, just about everybody at some point in time in their life suffers from medical issues. It's not an uncommon thing. But even in the midst of your pain, even in the midst of your medical issues, give God thanks. Give God the glory. Give God the praise. For He is good and His mercy endures forever. And when you make a point of saying that, when you make a point of thinking that, when you make a point of sharing that with other people, then the circumstances in your life, they don't look so difficult, they don't look so challenging. And when you make a point of continuing to give God praise, then the outlook that you have regarding your circumstances, regarding your life, that outlook starts to change, and you will be a changed person then, no matter what happens. Well, in verse 4, then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. Well, this is an important point also. When you get before the Lord, when you come before the Lord and you understand that He has been good to you, that God is Jehovah Jireh, He is the Lord of provision. Everything you have, big, little, in between, everything that you have, your skills, your talents, your education, the wife you have, the husband you have, and the children you have, the job you have in America, you are so blessed. When you come to a third world country and you see the challenges and the difficulties people have from no job, no money, no decent clothing, no education, no medicine if they're sick, it makes you appreciate the United States of America in a way that you have never appreciated him before. Make a sacrifice to the Lord. Make a commitment. Make a vow to the Lord. When you get money, if you don't have it. When you get a job, if you don't have one. When you get a car, if you don't have one. Make a sacrifice. Make an offering to the Lord. Offer up to him for the gratitude in your heart. Offer up to him for the joy that's in your heart. And when you do that, it's a tithe. It's basically what it is. It's similar to giving a tithe when you go to church and the offering is passed. But don't wait until that time when you go to church. Yes, you can do it then. It's okay. That's great. That's wonderful. Make an offering to the Lord. Make a sacrifice to the Lord from the first fruits of whatever he has given you. The first fruits from your job. The first fruits from the talent he's given you. The first fruits from your bank account each week. Give something to the Lord. Make an offering to the Lord. And he will bless you beyond anything that you can imagine. You know, the tithe is 10% of anything that you earn. I guess it would be the net. Some people dispute whether the net or the gross of your income. Give something. A tithe is good. It's wonderful. 10%. Beloved, why don't you shoot for 50%? Why don't you shoot for 60 or 70%? In my life, I'm trying to up the tithe that I give. I'm trying to give the offering that I give to the Lord so that he can have just about everything. Yes, I have to have food and I have to have a shelter over my head. But other than that, just about every shilling or every dollar that comes into my hand, I turn around and I give to the Lord to take care of his children. I turn around and give to the Lord to take care of people in the church and to bless the church. I turn around and I give to the people so we can have a crusade and share the gospel. Just make an offering to the Lord. When he puts blessings in your hand, turn around and make an offering to the Lord. When he puts blessings in your hand or brings something unexpected to you, something suddenly that you did not necessarily work for or have no claim or no place to claim it, offering to the Lord, give thanks to the Lord. Beloved, your life will change. Your heart will start to see things the way God sees them. Your heart will start to have that gratitude and that blessing that comes when you're willingly sacrificing everything that you have to the Lord. Luke chapter 6, verse 38 says, "Give, and it shall be given to you, pressed down, shaken together, spilling over, it shall be given into your bosom. And with the measure that you measure out, it shall be measured unto you." So when you give out to the Lord, when you give out to the Lord's people, when you give out to the Lord's children, the orphan children or the abandoned children, the abused, when you give out to them and make them a priority in your life, the Lord is going to bless you. When you give to the poor people and they can't pay you back, the Bible says the Lord himself will repay you. The Lord himself is the one who will refund the money to you. If you're worried about running out of money, you cannot outgive the Lord. Keep blessing the Lord, making a sacrifice. When he puts blessing and money and offering into your hand, make an offering to the Lord and bless him when you do that. Well, King Solomon in verse 5, it says he offered a sacrifice of 22,000 bulls and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of the Lord. Well, can you imagine 22,000 bulls? Wow, that's a potluck dinner, isn't it? 22,000 bulls and 120,000 sheep were slaughtered that very day to feed all of the people. And this came out of the king's treasury and out of the herds and the flocks that the people brought. People brought sacrifices and they brought offerings from their own herds and flocks. And so all of this together fed a huge, huge crowd of people. We don't know how many. The Bible doesn't really say, but there's many, many thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of people at this gathering. It says that, and in verse 6, "And the priests attended to their services, and the Levites also with instruments of the music of the Lord, which King David had made to praise the Lord, saying, For his mercy endures forever." Wherever David offered praise, by their ministry, the priests sounded trumpets opposite them while all Israel stood. Well, it was a great celebration, celebrating the building of the temple. When you do something great for the Lord, or when the Lord does something great for you, make an offering to the Lord, have a celebration, rejoice and be glad, offer up praises through his instruments. And incidentally, in speaking of that, you can go to my Facebook page, look at some of the praises that we have in our Living Water Church in Macunda. Go to Jim Rao Facebook and you can see some of the praise and worship we have at our church in Macunda. And so Solomon was with the people, and they had, can you imagine, this heart of gratitude, this heart of praise, this heart of worship, and all these animals that were sacrificed that they fed the people with, and instruments were played. It was just a glorious, glorious time in giving thanks to the Lord. Well, then in verse 14, I'm sure all of you know this, Solomon again is conversing with the Lord. And in verse 14, the Lord speaks to Solomon and he says to him, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. So we're asked to do, just like in the days of Solomon, we're asked to do five things. If my people are called by my name, that's us, that's Christians. The judgment begins in the house of God, and so we have to get right with the Lord. We have to get right. We have to get our lives straight and in relationship to our fellow believers. We have to get straight with them. We have to get straight with the Lord. And so we humble ourselves and we pray and we seek his face and we turn from our wicked ways. Five things. We humble ourselves, we pray, we seek God's face, we turn from the wicked ways, and we are called, we take on the responsibility of the call. That's the fifth. We are called because judgment begins in the house of God. This is God's expectation of us, and this is our expectation of God, because he has given us great things, great and mighty things. And it says, then God says, I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. Beloved, we need healing in America. We need healing in Kenya. Our land is so forlorn, it's so forsaken, it's so, even people are so disappointed and in pain here in Kenya from the daily hardships of this place. And it comes because people have rejected God. It comes because there's so much corruption here that people just steal from each other and they eat each other. And beloved, when we take on the responsibility of being in the house of God and being God's children, being God's people, judgment begins with us. We need to get our lives straight. We need to get our house straight, and then we can start to fix the problems through the power of God, through God's blessing upon us. We can start to fix the problems in the land. But we need to pray. We need to humble ourselves. We need to pray. We need to seek God's face and turn from our wicked ways. God says, I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. And then he said, now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayers made in this place. He was talking about in that temple, made in that house of God. For now I have chosen and sanctified this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. Well, praise God. I'm going to leave that passage of scripture right now and turn over to Psalm 92. Psalm 92, we're going to finish up here and think about how we can address the Lord, how we can come before the Lord today and receive his blessing and be in a place of praise and gratitude. And I always look to the Psalms. There's so many, if you're not familiar with the Psalms, there's so many Psalms that offer up praise to the Lord. It's a great book to read, 150 chapters, and it encourages you to praise God, to hold God up in your mind and in your heart, and to give him the thanks that he has coming. Psalm 92, verse 1. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute, on the harp, the harmonious sound, for you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. O Lord, how great you are, how great are your works. Your thoughts are very deep. A senseless man does not know, nor does a fool understand this. When the wicked spring up like grass, when all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. Verse 8, but you, Lord, are on high forevermore. For behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. Verse 10, but my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil. My eye also has seen my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked who rise up against me. Verse 12, the righteous shall perish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock. There is no unrighteousness in him. Beloved, give God your praise today. Give God your worship today. Give God all that he has coming to him today. Make it a habit in your life. Make it a lifestyle of praise and worship. And we thank God that he has kept us this far. Ebenezer, by God, he has kept us. And by God, we will go forward in strength into the battle. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this message today. I hope you think about Gather the Outcasts in the coming month as you think about ways that you can bless the Lord with your offerings and your sacrificial giving. I hope you can come alongside, pray for us, bless us, and we will be blessed. You will be blessed. The kingdom will be blessed. And we thank the Lord for that. Stay tuned for contact information. Gather the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry, and we would love to hear from you. We'd love to have you sit down today. Write us out a letter. Let us know you're listening. Add a generous donation, and you will be blessed. We thank God for that. Stay tuned for contact information coming up at the end of this broadcast. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.